So Northwest Wine Night radio listener Jake writes in, "My wife keeps pestering me about trying wine. I drink beer. What type of wine would you suggest would make an easy transition if she just keeps saying, try some wine, but he's happy with his beer? How are we going to get him into the world of wine?"
Jake, what is it that you love about beer? What you love is it's chilled, it's refreshing, it has bubbles. So let's go there. Okay. Why not start with something that is chillable, that is really flavorful, and has bubbles? And I'm going to take you right to Lambrusco.
Oh.
Okay. I love Lambrusco. I know it's much maligned because of the 60s and 70s when Aldo Cella and Rio Nitti used to be on the airwaves promoting Lambrusco, but great Lambrusco is a huge value and provides the chilling, the slight bubbles, and the refreshment that beer does. Mm. Yet it's a red wine. Okay. I find Lambrusco is way overlooked, much scorned, very maligned, and really overlooked by so many wine lovers. In addition to that, what you can do, Jake, is go down that pathway. Rosés, they have occasionally a little bit of spritz. I think it helps clean the palate. They have a little residual sugar, but they're nicely chilled and they're refreshing, very much like beer. And then all of a sudden, Jake, you're going to find yourself experimenting with whites and reds that are served cool, like Beaujolais. It's not served room temperature, but Beaujolais is cool. Pinot Noir. All of a sudden, you find yourself with your hand grasped around a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon, and Jake, you're loving it. Okay?
But that's eventual. In other words, you don't want to serve somebody who's only had beer. You don't want to start them at that cab sauv.
Absolutely no. Absolutely not. For all of us, wine is a journey of discovery. And we all start at a particular place. I remember, you know, and I'm kind of weird, but, you know, Lancer's Rosé in the crock bottle back in the 60s, okay? It was bubbly. It was rosé. It was chillable. And it was a slightly sweet. Bingo. And then, you know, today... I'll still drink Lancers, but it's not my first choice.
Okay. And I remember the wine cooler phase of the 80s. You know, that was an interesting time.
Think about, over the years, what has been popular and what has been trending. You just hit one of them, the wine coolers. Chillable, slightly sweet, a little bit of color.
A little bit of bubbly.
A little bit of bubbly. Exactly. And that takes a lot of people into the wine realm and gets them down the pathway.